Jordan here from the Sick Change team, bringing you this week's Sick Modcast. Since last week, we have had Change Board voting results, our upcoming working group meeting, provisional agenda written up, and our new additional open consultations for your chance to get involved. First off, we have the Change Board vote. At this month's Change Board meeting, three modifications were voted upon under self-governance. Modification Proposal 71, Second Comer Charging, proposes that reference to high and low volume gateway connections are removed from the SEC Section K. This will have no impact on SEC parties and would make the DCC onboarding service more efficient. Modification Proposal 73, titled Alteration of SMICI Repository Information and Documentation, seeks to address ambiguity within SEC Section L. Different interpretations of this section have led to the DCC deleting information in the SMICI repository. BASE have advised that this is not the policy intent. This modification ensures that any changes to the information or documentation contained in the SMICI repository has express consent from the SMICI PMA. Modification Proposal 74, titled Clarity on Obtaining SMICI Device Certificates, seeks to remove ambiguity in the process for DCC users who have completed the user entry process tests to obtain SMICI device certificates from the DCC. All three of these modifications were voted to be approved by the Change Board. They now have a window open until Wednesday the 7th of August to refer them back to the panel if you strongly disagree with any of these modifications. In addition to these votes, the Change Board was also asked to approve the DCC impact assessment cost for SEC Modification 53, amend target response times for service requests critical to installation and commissioning. At a cost quoted to just over £14,000, the Change Board voted to approve this impact assessment request. On to the working group for August. Our next monthly working group will be held on Wednesday the 7th of August, and the provisional agenda is now available. At this stage, we have two modifications for discussion. SEC Modification 7, firmware updates to IHD and PPMIDs. And SEC Modification 67, service request traffic management. Modification 7 addresses the issue of the lack of over-the-air capability for applying firmware updates to mandated hand devices. The proposed solution is a combination of the two options described in the preliminary assessment. This solution will update IHDs and PPMIDs via Zigbee commands, while HCALCs will be updated via GBCS critical commands. This modification is now with the DCC awaiting an impact assessment. Although a manufacturer of IHDs and PPMIDs have raised concerns over the removal of local firmware updates, they have put forward two alternative solutions that they wish to explore, which are going to be the discussion points at the August working group meeting. Modification Proposal 67 seeks to define parameters on the DCC systems to prevent failure due to any spikes in service request volumes exceeding the capacity of the system. This modification will identify the maximum system capacity, operating threshold, and appropriate service user allocations. When this has been established, the proposed solution will come into effect once the operating threshold has been reached. This solution will apply traffic management to the service requests, throttling down requests to the service user's allocation or to the operating threshold. Discussions at the working group meeting will be regarding the business case for this modification and the next steps. On to our consultations. We currently have three consultations open for comment. Of these, two are SEC modifications. The first is Modification 62, Northbound Application Traffic Management, Alert Storm Protection, which aims to implement traffic management on the DC systems to protect against alert storms generated from a device. This modification is out for modification report consultation, which closed on the 12th of August. The second modification out for consultation is Modification 76, titled Pursuing Non-Payment in Event of Default. Currently, it is up to the DCC's discretion to take all reasonable steps in pursuing payment. Modification 76 proposes to introduce into the SEC the requirements for the DCC to seek agreement from the SEC panel in such events. This is out for refinement consultation, which closes this Monday, the 29th of August, so get in quick if you want to have your say. Finally, we have a consultation out for the release management policy. This document provides the detailed steps that underpin the obligations and powers laid out in the SEC. Since the implementation of the Modification 61 into the SEC, there have been continued developments which require an update to the release management policy. While including these updates, the opportunity has been taken to also restructure the document into a more user-friendly format. This consultation closes on the 16th of August. That's all for this week. We'll be issuing our next modcast on the 2nd of August. For any thoughts or comments you may have on the topics discussed today, please email us at sec.change@gemserve.com. And until next time.